The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money, 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 money. There is nothing like a newly minted money, money, money.
Well, from Supermax to Super Rich, Pat McDonagh has made the cut in the Sunday Independent's 2019 Rich List. He comes in at 144. But with Brexit, Trump's trade wars and falling stocks, who are the big money makers who weathered the storms of 2018? Samantha McCochrane, business editor with the Sunday Independent, joins us now. Samantha, Pat McDonagh, he's number 144. How much is he worth?
We put him down at about 115 million euros. You know, he's about 106 outlets across the country and plenty of other assets as well. So presumably he might even have a good old attack on Europe now, given the latest ruling.
He's gone now. I could have put that figure to him and asked him. Now, the first two or three have a very international flavour. The mystery family of India. How much are they worth?
That's right. They're worth over 16 billion euros. And the matriarch in that family, the mother in that family, was born in Hatch Street in Dublin. Patsy is her name, and she married into one of the wealthiest families in India, the Mistry family. And they have a shareholding in this group, Tata, which is one of the biggest industrial companies in the world. They own Land Rover. They actually own quite a few companies in Ireland.
The children are all of Irish passports.
That's right. They all have Irish passports, yeah.
Galen and Hilary Weston, number two.
They're a little bit kind of close to Ireland because they have Umbra and Thomas and Arne. It's just household names. And the wife in that family, Hilary, was a Dublin model when she met Galen, who's one of Canada's richest men. And they have very strong Irish connections. Even they have a connection with Penny's, Primark. The family business owns that as well. So they have quite a big link to Ireland here.
Now, there are several big names that you might expect to see there. People like JP McManus, Dennis O'Brien, Dermot Desmond. Any of the newer entrees there? The Collison brothers are there.
Yeah, because it's great to see, you know, it's kind of an old guard have been protecting the top numbers for many years. But yeah, the Collison brothers are fascinating young guys. They are 28 and 30. They're worth $1 billion each based on the valuations of their company Stripe. It's a payments company. It's sort of taking on PayPal.
And then in terms of cash, there's this guy who sold KN Networks for $150 million. Donna Kelly.
That's right, yeah. So it's a telecommunications business. It was sold for 150 million euros. He would be the majority shareholder in that, and it was bought by a French company. So we're putting him in roughly about 100 million just on our estimates.
Now, tough year for the stock market. Anyone whose wealth sort of went down and they would have lost out a bit?
Yeah, so the Irish economy was doing well, but on a big picture, it wasn't great for a lot of the entries this year. Arda is a huge packaging company and Paul Coulson is the CEO of that and he will be the big shareholder there. So we think he's down about 400 million euros and he's still a billionaire, but he did take a big hit on paper at least.
He'll still be able to change the car if he wants to. Samantha McCochrane, business editor of the Sunday Independent, and that Rich List is in tomorrow's Sunday Independent. And thank you very much for joining us on the programme.